Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Hello. I know. What show is this? Hello. This is for our country classics. Hello, little darling. Welcome
in
to the Oh my God, what's wrong with us? Okay, we haven't even started. Okay, everybody, have a great day, and hope you enjoyed our show. Oh my God, so three things you're grateful for.
Yes, well, one, which I had to, we'll have in common.
Yes,
is our mastermind call, our very lucky person's call, the LP, that we had last night with Anna and company.
Yep.
Incredible. She's really taking these concepts that she came across and she's really putting together some powerful stuff.
Yep.
So very thankful for that. Second thing is that came out of that was that script, you know, the statement that she read, that she created, she formulated it out of all the things she was reading. And I hadn't finished. I was reading it out loud just before the show started, and I didn't realize how long it was. I'm like,
it's
the last
long.
Little half a paragraph. It's good, though.
It's
really
great.
Good.
I'm going to print that sucker out and just have it in full view.
Yeah.
And, it's wonderful.
Go ahead. It felt really good.
Yeah. Yep.
And then third is just my friends. It's been good to hang out with some friends, socially distant in a parking lot, but it was good. It was very good. So
love that. I would say I, for whatever reason, and there's no, you know what, it's not even, let's pick the reason because it's obvious, but yesterday I felt so not beaten down. That's not the word, but kind of crestfallen, where New York is starting to open up in very sporadic ways, but it still feels really weird. It still feels kind of scary, kind of amazing. It's just so many different contradictions, and I think I was just kind of beat down from that. And then felt a little beat down with what's going on with transitioning my younger son from middle school to high school and the holes that are in his lack of compliance with his end with schoolwork. But then again, my priority is health and safety. What does that look like? So I'm jumping through a few hoops to navigate the system. So that was affecting me. So I would say for all those, and then, when I told the little story about this guy breaking up with me, then of course he's finding every possible way to get in touch with me, even whilst being blocked. And I'm like, very clever, Inspector Gadget. Okay, so WhatsApp, I'm like, you're so smart. And I just paid it no heed. And then I started getting calls from an unknown number. What a coincidence. And on one of those calls, there was a voicemail. If you want to talk today, clearly I don't want to talk ever, but okay. So it's like, let me process, let me move forward. You made a mistake, but you did me a favor. We don't have time to waste time. I'm good. But I don't want to have any distractions or anything keeping me off center. So I was feeling kind of off for all of the, you know, New York, my son, and this person that broke up with me but is still trying to contact me, whatever. So grateful for that mastermind group because I felt so much better at the end. And what was so funny to me, and I had to get off that call because I had another call right after. But one of the participants, Anita, who does a show on Mondays with Anna, what's it called? The Power Hour, I think?
I think so.
Something like that. I know, it's terrible. Anyway, great show. So Anita is a wonderful healer, abundance coach, and her thing is that she draws cards from multiple decks. So she drew from, like, I don't even know how many because I had to go, but I would say about at least five that I was aware of, maybe more. And one of the last cards she drew that I had time to see, I just wanted to fall over my chair because it looked like a Swami. That was such a funny moment to me, because the guy who broke up with me is from India. So I saw this Swami picture, and of course, you know, I'm not one to miss an opportunity for a joke. And I'm like, oh, and that looks like the guy who just broke up with me. So just to laugh about it. So I'm so grateful for that. And just to raise the vibration. So grateful for that. And of course, the statement that Anna sent, that I might find a random section and read it in a second to you guys. So the call, the second thing I'm grateful for was the next call with one of my dearest friends / collaborators, and he knows all of my messiness. So we were scheduled, we're also finishing a project together, so we called for work / social purposes, which is always the best. And we started doing virtual happy hours 2 years ago. I'm like, everybody's late to the party. So he calls, and I was like rolling on my bed laughing because he called doing what his idea of impersonating the guy who broke up with me, begging me to, and it was so, I couldn't even speak, and it went on for like 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm laughing because he was so funny and making fun of the whole situation, especially me at my expense, and it was great. It was so funny, and what I said to him, I said, that was worth the 3.5 weeks I put into that relationship just for that joke. That I do it all. I got to return to my investment just for that joke. So that, again, raising the vibration. And I would say the third thing I'm grateful for would be that my unemployment has come through.
Nice. Very nice.
And that's a miracle. Also, because things are slowly shifting a little bit in New York, so you know, because this is all over the world, whether it's Uber or Via or Lyft or whatever, but there's a service Via that I like, and they're only doing private rides with protocols for before a passenger comes and when they leave. I'm going to visit my mother today after I have a work call. Oh, I have to do a hard out at 9:30 because at 10 o'clock I actually have a work thing. Thank you, God. So a little work today. And then after that, I'm going to take a car service because I'm too afraid to take the subway. Car service to see my mom for a socially distant visit.
Oh, good.
I'm dying.
Good.
I haven't seen her in like almost 3 months.
Wow.
Yay. So I'm so happy about that.
Tell her hello.
Yay. Huh?
From me.
I will.
Tell her hello.
I will. Hello from everybody that can't see their moms. Yeah, it's huge. So Anna had sent, I mean, it's really, so I'm just going to at random, like I do with the messages. Okay. So I'm just going to read this little very quick part. I eliminate all self-defeating thoughts. I must be valid. I am good enough. I am smart enough. I am talented enough. There's no goal I cannot accomplish. When I believe it is realistic, I can accomplish it. So I'll leave it there because I could go on. But that's
yeah,
just
it's a, good,
a little.
It's a good one.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So wonderful, so impactful, and completely helped to be a catalyst to shift that feeling of I was just feeling lackluster and listless, and that's so not me. No matter what the hell's going on, that's so not how I'm wired. But you just have to go with it. And I mm-hmm. went with it, and it wasn't like I wasn't functional. You know, every day is busy regardless. That's just how it's built in. I have a household, and I have work and just things to keep current. So very grateful when you can shift and not have a goal in terms of a final goal in terms of where you're going to raise your vibration, but that it's good enough that it's just going to be higher than when you started.
Right.
Yeah. And after my friend had called, and especially impersonating my long lost whatever, so funny. So, I mean, literally, if he did that in person, I would have, because I've done this. I think you see me. I will flung myself on the floor. I don't care where I will throw myself on the floor in laughter if something's that funny.
Mm.
I have done
mm-hmm.
it many times. So I just flung myself on the bed. And I think also, too, with I think another now that I think about it, what added to the listlessness, and I don't want to get all into it, but the whole, you know, resurfacing of issues that are very core to Black Lives Matter, especially I'm raising I'm almost
yeah.
a 15-year-old, and that's resurfaced, and it's almost like don't get too comfortable just because everybody's saying they're waking up. Hello, you know what I mean? Like it was almost like a jet. We didn't need it. We really didn't need that. So that
mm-hmm.
That certainly, I think, added to feeling a little blue. But I'm okay now.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, there we have it. So when do you start taking care of your niece? Today?
No, Monday.
Oh, Monday. Okay.
Monday. No, yeah, my sister-in-law doesn't start back at work until Tuesday, but we figured we'd...
oh, that's good, yeah.
We'd give Monday a trial, you know, kind of see what the regular day would be, because obviously on Tuesdays and Thursdays I'll be leaving after the show.
Right.
So, and ideally, you know, all the good intentions this week was to go to sleep early, wake up early, and I have gotten up a little earlier, which has not been, that's what's been good. It's just I have not gone to sleep any earlier. So,
oh, girl.
But I've not been really too sleepy during the day. What I realize is it really depends on what I'm eating.
Oh,
so
interesting.
If I'm eating like avocado, so anything high fat, avocado with, I like avocado toast, and I have some gluten free bread.
Uh-huh.
But I ate that the other day. And I fell asleep. So I'm like, okay, well, that means
okay.
that my system needs,
right.
You know, it needs a lot of energy to digest even that, probably because of the combination. So
right.
What happens? But like I if I doze off, I'm at my desk. I'm sitting in my chair. And I'll just realize, okay, I nodded off for a moment. But it's not been like, oh, I need to curl up and go to bed, which would
right.
be probably, in a way, justified considering the last few days has been overcast and rainy.
Oh, well, there you go.
But otherwise, you know, I think when I start next week, it'll be different because I actually have to leave the house.
Which yeah,
I don't normally have to do either for you know for my regular day job,
right?
Unless it's a tour,
right?
And then my
right.
body gets into a different frame of mind.
Yeah, your body knows
to do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
But
I think your body's
going to
know. Yeah, your body's
going to
know.
If I'm just going
to
like the end of uh-huh. to the end of the other side of the room to get to my desk, then yeah,
right. What that was such
late.
A long commute.
Traffic
the traffic. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I don't know.
That
it's
person
rainy.
That tried to cut
yeah.
you off. My goodness. But you know, I think
yeah.
if when you know your body knows it's you know everything's in divine intelligence. Your body knows, and if your responsibility is to show up at a particular time to take care of this very important newborn. And I think that's why a lot of parents out there, I think we're just so wired that, my sleep pattern really hasn't changed at all, which is pretty surprising. I mean, I might be tired during the day, but because my whole life I have never been able to take my time, so I guess me taking my time is equivalent to somebody else taking a nap. Because the fact that I'm not running, I'm taking my time. I'm still doing stuff, but I'm taking my time, and I'm fitting in a lot less, so I am able to take my time. So there's a fluidity, but I still feel very much on the same time schedule, but also because I'm living with my kids. So I think that might be the caveat. But I also know when there is something really important that needs to be done, no matter how I feel, that body, mind, and spirit knows that they have to be lined up. Like, for instance, I'm doing a industry panel, a virtual industry panel that's being filmed with two other casting professionals that's being filmed so that it could be part of a virtual summer session with students all over the world. So that's at 10 o'clock. I'm already dressed and ready to go, so when we close the show at 9:30, I can make myself another cup of coffee, do a couple of things, but I'm already ready to go. And even because it's Zoom, I have mastered the art of what is that lens going to see? So that,
right.
that bandwidth of, oh, this looks really nice, and if you looked to the far right or the far left, you would see where I moved everything, all the clutter. I moved it, but you just see like, oh, this looks really nice, and I'm dressed, and I'm ready to go, and lined up for that. So I think you'll know. Your body knows. This is very, very important. And what time would you be going there, like once she's at work and it's, like, official?
Oh, I mean, on
the
Monday, Wednesday. Well, I'll probably get there around 9 because
that's when they technically start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll get there at 9 on Monday.
Yeah.
And
your body's going to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's priority. You'll know. Yeah, it's amazing how when we know that it's so important, it just lines up. In the meantime, you just freestyle between now and then, you know, seeing what that feels like, you know, and like what you said, you're very observant about what you're about when and what to eat, which I think that definitely plays a role. Yeah.
So I'll see. And my brother's like, oh, you know, we'll have food here. I'm like, I know. But, you know, we eat a little differently. They have good food, definitely. But I'm like, man, I've noticed this week when I've eaten more, like I've had some chicken and I've had shrimp and have I had fish? But, yeah, I've noticed how I've handled it. Like, obviously, I've been fine. But yeah, my system's ready to get rid of that stuff as soon as possible. It's like, yeah, you don't need to keep that in your system any longer than you need to.
Right.
So that's
good though.
That's been good. That's
really
that's
good. That's a good sign right there.
My system was before.
Your system was like, so welcome to Elisa's Food Warehouse. Wah, wah, wah. Right. So, right. So that's good. That's good. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So now it's welcome to Lisa's detox clinic. What you put in goes right
pretty
out.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
Much.
That's good.
And I've been
watching
a few things online. I've been watching, I did watch a few minutes of Anthony William. He's been doing some live, like Facebook Live talks.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much just promoting, you know, his latest book. And he's reading from the book. He's got all these, like, little, you know, post-it notes, you know, tagging all the different pages. I'm like, what? Just, you wrote the book, you know.
Yeah, girl.
Organized. But what's funny, and I thought about this last week because I heard him on something else. He sounds like, if you close your eyes and listen to him, he sounds like Michael J. Fox. He kind of has that voice.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I never thought of that.
I'm like, who does he sound like? And I'm like, oh my God, Michael J. Fox. He's Marty McFly, you know.
Oh, that's really funny.
So now every time I listen to him, like, I can't look at him. I just have to listen because I'll just crack up. I'm like, it's Marty McFly telling you about how to mix your grains or how to not mix your grains or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then Anita from our very lucky persons group had sent a couple of links. So she sends, she's on Facebook, and you're not on Facebook. So you're part of the group, but you can't obviously get
all the
crazy banter that we get. But
right.
She had sent a couple of links last week, or maybe it was Sunday, and I thought about sending them to you, but that I know you also don't like to deal with other channels necessarily. So
yeah,
it may not, and this was about the Pleiadians. So that was,
yeah,
that was partly
that
why when you got on the call last night, we were already talking about that because I just clicked on those links, not even an hour before the call started, and wow, some of that stuff just knocked me out. Like, okay, maybe that's where I was when I was sleepy. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna listen, but oh man, I'm out, I'm sleeping.
It's a lot of information.
So that was an interesting thing. So of course, after the call, I started looking into more stuff about the Pleiadians, and I fell asleep reading some book online about it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. Yeah.
Very
that's
interesting.
Me. That's
yes, that she's research and development. No, that's good. I'm because of whatever impressions that have been coming in regarding those realms, and also it follows suit with the whole influence of Lois Grant, where I'm really keeping my blinders on very deliberately. It's no different than when we get a caller who wants a reading or I do a private reading. I'm always kind of telling people, don't tell me the story. If I have a question, I'll ask, because I just want that to be such a pure connection. So even on the call yesterday, there was talk of what is it called? Light language?
Yeah, I think that's what you
right.
called it. Light language.
Light language. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's like intuitively, I knew what that was. It was familiar to me, but I'm not going to know by what name it's being called. Or even with the Palladians or Atlantis, all those things, I may not know by name, but I can feel a phenomena, or I know that I've known for a long time that there's so many energies going on. And you and I had touched on having that conversation. What is coming in, whether what I'm picking up through the energy or what information might be coming in through Lois. And I haven't intentionally tapped into that. I haven't, like, on my own time, I have not gone through that portal to get information. Rather, because that might be an Alice in Wonderland moment, and I got things to do and kids to take care of. However, I'm very open. If I wasn't so open, I wouldn't be able to give the types of readings that I give or for energies on the other side to know that they can come in and I would be a reliable conduit for all of that because for whatever reason, I'm wired to be very close to that veil. of what's on the other side. So having said that, whether it's in meditation or during sleep, that's when things happen. You know, that's when impressions, pictures, images will emerge. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I haven't done that deep dive. But I'll mention this, because this was an image that came in, and I probably have mentioned it to you, Elisa, that came in very, very strongly a couple of weeks ago. And I really had to acknowledge the fact that, okay, there are many strong elements and presence. There's a lot of presence making themselves known, at least in my inner life or my inner realm of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So the image that I got very, very strongly, like, yeah, it's been a minute, you know, and we've all kind of suspected, those of us that are that open to suspect, that, okay, there is something else going on. But that whole picture of everybody, or ideally everybody, being gloved and masked kind of mimics what, I don't know if it's all of them, but I would say a particular group, for lack of a better word, it mimics what they look like.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that's why we got the mask? Oh, okay. I'm not going to say nothing, but okay. So that was a very striking image, or telepathic. I don't know if it's the same as light language, because it's the all information, whether it's a reading or it's a download or it's anything dealing with energy, it's totally nonverbal, completely
mm-hmm.
nonverbal. But the communication I got is like, yeah, this is what we look like. And I'm like, well, that looks like us with the mask. Uh-oh. And that kind of took my breath away.
Mm.
Uh-huh. But in terms of going down that road to find out more, to ask more, hell no. I was trying to keep it cute, you know, with my little Corona dating life, and then that's done, so whatever. But, oh, no, I was like, no, I got a date. Got to go. You can come in later. And also with the body convulsing and things of that nature, which came back after a couple of years. And that always tells me, like, okay, something's going on. And then the ringing of the ears has come back. So between getting those images, feeling that there's nonverbal communication, the body convulsing, and the ringing of the ears, and even how the ringing of the ears, it sounds different than how it did a few months ago. And I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, And it comes and it goes. It's not constant. It comes and it goes. But when it's here, it's like some Close Encounters stuff. Not that extreme, but it's, I'm like, oh, okay, where's George Benson? I didn't know we were doing like light jazz. Okay, that's cute. Yeah, so that's really all I can say about that for now. But very interesting to see how more things unfold. And then you're dealing with day-to-day life, like grades and bills. So it's like, what do we do with all this? You do, you know, thank God for the show. That's what we do. Oh, my God. So anyway, yeah, so that's the alien report as I know it, without doing any, that's the alien report. That's the alien report, the AR. That's the alien report without really investigating or taking a deep, this is just my observations thus far. But certainly since Corona, very, very heightened and much more predominant than impressions that I used to get in the past. But it's interesting because I guess over 10 years ago, before Trey Black had passed away, and Anna and I were both doing shows for him on Source Energy Radio. This is we knew each other virtually, but we didn't know each other as how we know each other now. He asked to talk to me in a channeled state. It was kind of like my audition to do my show Channeling in the Closet, and I was very new to channeling. Mm-hmm. And that was like 35 personalities ago. So I was a very different person at that time and not nearly as confident with all of this as I am now. And he basically interviewed me while I was in a channeled state. And I don't remember much of that conversation, but I do remember this. And he said, where are you coming from? And I said, the fifth gate dimension. Now, that always stuck in my brain. And you know how there's all this talk about 5G? Or that we're going from 3D to 5D, whatever. And I remember very clearly, so this must be like 11, 12 years ago, I don't remember, but around that, I'm coming from the fifth gate dimension. It was all about the fifth gate dimension. And I didn't even know, and I remember at that time, because it was so early on with me exploring these realms, there was a conscious part of me that was like, what are you saying? You're talking out of your ass. Like, what the hell? Stop. And now I just surrender. And this is why I just, I take a back seat and I'm like, this is what it is. Do what you want to do. I'm not attached to it. It might make sense. It might not. This is it. So I keep like a neutral distance because it has nothing to do with me or my ego.
Right.
Just want to telegraph and communicate the hits that come in. And it's like we were talking about this on the mastermind call yesterday. Anita and I do the same thing before we have a reading. We will, 45 minutes to an hour before, we'll go into meditation and we'll have a notebook and we'll just write bullet points of these hits. And it's like these breadcrumbs that are tailored to the client. And it's amazing. And we both said it, like how accurate that all is. And we don't know the person.
Right.
So it's just that having that blank screen and reading what comes on that screen without it being filtered by ego, opinion, doubt, insecurity. We don't have time for that. That's not serving anybody. So those are the impressions
that
have come in. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how or if or why or in what or what's health state I need to be in to do a deeper dive. I'm certainly open to that, but I'm not going out of my way to provoke or elicit that. I'm sure if I did, I'd get more information, but I don't want to also open a Pandora's box. So I don't know. That's it.
Well, I think, Because you know, I've chatted about it, and you mentioned it at the end of one of the last shows, like last week.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was a vision that came in.
Right.
When I was talking about Lois, so then you're like, whoa. And I could tell it was like probably a lot of information to kind of take in, and you definitely did not want to speak it out loud.
Yeah, and I don't even remember what that is, but I'm sure that if I tapped in, it would because there's no time. It would just
so
it
that's
probably
why,
just pick up there, right?
And that's why. So that has stuck with me because it was at the end of that show, and
right.
And I was like, okay, so it's just something that it keeps coming back around for me.
Sure.
And since you're the one that kind of made mention of whatever it was that you saw, I'm like,
Do you remember what I said?
Well, your vision, and now I can remember the context behind it, but the vision was it was something with Lois, but then it had to do with aliens. That was what you had said, and then you kind of backed away from that.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I ran to the other side of the room in my mind, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say had to do with experimenting.
Yes. Did I say that she was like, sort of like in a lab coat?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm remembering now a little bit.
Yeah.
Girl. Well, you could see why. but I'm glad to you. And I think I remember saying to you, please remember this. Please remember this.
Mm-hmm.
I did say that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly why. See, this is why I love doing I love doing these shows with you. it's perfect. It would be such a shit show if it was just me. Like, so I got this vision, but I don't want to talk about it. So let's talk about boys. So, who's your Corona crush? Yeah, it would be such
Corona crush.
Who's your Corona crush? It would be so stupid. So yeah, thank God for you, because you just elevate the whole thing. I'm such a hot mess. Yes, now I do remember. I remember saying now to you, please remember this, because I knew I was going to forget. Or I knew that, like, my brain's going to do something to like, okay, well, you got, like, all this other grown-up shit to deal with, but this is really important. So if you ask Elisa to like, be aware of it, then we can circle back. But it's very, So there we go. But, yeah, Lois was a part of that.
Right.
Girl.
Right.
Now, she had any connection or any belief of other things, other energies going on? Did I ask you that? If you knew that about her, I don't remember.
I don't know if you asked me that, but I know that she did. I know that that was something that had interested her, in part because of the sacred geometry and how that ties into a lot of stuff.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. That's good. So thank you for that. So that kind of solidifies the connection of why I got into sort of that semi-altered state, and it was the end of the show and we had to go, and that was like a whole bunch of stuff. But I did not remember if I asked you if she was drawn to that. I felt that she was, but I didn't remember if I asked to get confirmation. So you're confirming it for me right now. But now I do recall a little bit that I had a vision of her, I think I said this, like in a lab coat, a nice, the short kind of wavy curly hair, the glasses that are kind of large, and very efficient, but there was like some alien type of situation, and then the show had to end. And I'm like, please remember this.
Well, what I do remember was I had asked about, out of all the things that we had talked about, because I think I had asked about Lois and what was her, you know, did she have a message or something like that? One of those general.
Right,
and
I remember
so
that.
I had to pick one thing, and I said, well, what about the pattern interrupts? You know, the pattern interrupts that that we've all felt and that we all talked about probably on that show, which is why I mentioned it.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, good thing. That's a good thing that you asked about that. Like that was a good thing, a smart thing to ask. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she said that?
Yeah. Like, she was glad that was what I had picked.
And then what did she say?
Was the impression.
And then what did she say response to the pattern interrupt? Did she address that?
I think it because it was that, I don't know if it was that late that what you ended up getting was this vision of the lab coat.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Right.
And I guess because it's a lead-in. Okay. I think I understand a little bit. So I guess the lead-in, that it was a good... She liked the lead-in because it was a good entry point to this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been talking about pattern interrupts in this dense existence where so many have been called to cut those cords, ancestral healing, the wounds, epigenetics, all of those things where prior generations from the beginning of time sort of carried this. And then there's those of us that are in the middle between the generation before and the generations following. Because depending on how old you are, there's one or two generations after you.
Mm.
And to be the person in the middle that's doing that pattern interrupt, so that the generations that follow don't even know that there was all this ancestral, they're oblivious to it.
Right.
Oblivious. Like my kids, your niece, oblivious. Good for them. So we were sort of like the gatekeepers to absorb. We were like the dam to absorb generations and generations of generations of generations of ancestral wounds and severely damaged DNA. So we've been in this constant state of self-repair our whole lives. For whatever reason, there's many people, I would say, just to give it like a generic range, I would say between age 40 and maybe age 70, just to give it a bandwidth, between 40 and 70, that for whatever reason have been the designated person to be that dam of absorption, to not allow the floodgates to open so that the generations to follow. And it doesn't mean that those who are damming the ancestral wounds and all the damaged DNA, except the patterns, those that are doing the pattern interrupt, it doesn't mean that you have to have offspring. It's just, that's irrelevant. It's that these are designated beings to be ambassadors for that bloodline and to cut it off. And then the generations to follow, their mass is far less dense. And those of us between 40 and 70 that have been designated this, we traverse between both realms, the dense and the lightness. So it's almost like that book, The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Mm-hmm.
So we're traversing between two realms, two worlds. So I think that's why she liked that you started the conversation or the inquiry with the topic of the pattern interrupt. Now, how that shifts into a whole alien space, that will be very interesting. I don't know if we're going to go there right this second, but she did like that piece of it. And I've never heard it explained the way that I just articulated it, which is kind of like that stored information. It's hard to articulate it into words, but it's like when those energetic hits come in, it's like you had something on pause and then you press the play button. So it's almost like whatever information based on the question that you asked Lois, it's like we press the virtual pause button and then we just press play. So that this was like the stored information from that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I'm a little lightheaded. Damn.
Funny you say the word damn, because that, when you're talking about the dam.
Oh, shit.
The dam.
The dam. Damn the dam.
Who are the dam?
And we're the damned.
And then you said the word damaged. And I wrote all that stuff down. I thought it was really
funny, good.
Play on words, because
good.
I think some people will feel that it's difficult, that they feel like, man,
oh my God,
I am the damned, or I am damaged.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And they don't realize.
Oh my God.
The part that they're in.
Right. Right. And this is okay. So what's so interesting, and this seems like, why is she putting the thread over here? Okay, what's so interesting is that in exploring the world and myself post-divorce and exploring dating or lack thereof, or I just call them micro-connections because it's all about self-understanding. One of the greatest lessons that I have learned is to not identify, especially when meeting men, not to identify, or anybody, as being damaged.
Right.
And that whole concept, so the fact that you said that is like so striking to me. So the whole concept of being damaged or damaged goods, right, that really will block and temper any sort of vibrational ease. So I think that's fascinating. And also, we are the damned. So if you look at that, you could look at it in a very negative way, but maybe it's a positive message. We are the damned because we absorbed all of that. So it's like a blessing and a curse, because wasn't cute for me to like break all of these crazy patterns from my crazy immigrant family with all that third world craziness. Very interesting. So we are the damned. How do we shift from damaged to vibrant or to healed? Or we're always in a constant state of healing, because I think it's always, everything's kind of like a living, breathing organism. And then how does that tie into other realms and other entities and other beings? I don't know. But very interesting.
I have an idea, but I have a feeling
Lucy.
It goes with the stuff that I'm reading, you know.
Does it?
About you know, some people will call them star seeds, and these were all things that, you know, we've had people over the years who've called in and we're like, look, we don't know anything about no mothership. We don't know anything about any of that
stuff.
Yeah,
they'll talk to me. Yeah, we remember the beginning? Oh, that was too much. We had a couple of obsessed, I think his name was Marcus, obsessed the dolphins and the Pleiadians. And all. I'm like, nah. And that was like 10 years ago. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Well, so, I mean, like some of the stuff I could get into, but I think he delivering that message just it wasn't on the same wavelength. It wasn't
lining up
a little too
right.
much, right? Like doesn't
too
mean
extreme.
That the content wasn't there. It was just like it's hard to take that in
when there's so much hype
seems,
and hysteria,
right,
or whatever.
We're not on the same wavelength, and
yeah, we're not living in the same commune. Yeah, running
which is perfect. In that,
right.
That's why you do have so many different people who channel different entities,
right.
and they all, at some point, will have pretty much the same thing to say.
Absolutely. Same message, different truth. Or
It has to come from a different source,
uh-huh.
and you take it and you run with it. But I think, you know, you and I do probably need to do a private.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah.
Or at least do a call, whether we do anything
with
that.
Or we tell listeners
we're
not taking calls, maybe. We'll just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if you want to do it live or if you just, I think we do need to do that at some point.
Yeah, we can do it live.
Because it keeps coming around.
I know.
So,
I know.
Coming
I'm
out
avoiding
more
it.
And more.
Yeah,
I know
avoiding
you are,
it.
But that's why
yeah.
I keep bringing it up. Because I'm like, you know, I get it. So I can only get so much through my dreams. But I don't have the same sensitivities that you do in that realm of, well, that's what I got. I'm like, okay, you know, my own dreams or stuff will come in, but this is meant to be a collaboration. You know, you and I doing what we're doing, that's the collaboration. And then Lois and that entity is also a collaboration.
Right. Yeah, I think you're, I agree. And I think that we could do it. I don't even know what today is. Is today Tuesday or Thursday? It's Thursday. Okay, so maybe on Tuesday's show, and we'll just make the caveat that we're not taking calls. And if you see somebody with the raised hand or whatever, you could say we're not taking calls, or you can decide what to
do. I'll change the write-up.
Oh, perfect. Okay, we could do it Tuesday.
And then we'll just try to say something at the beginning, and maybe I'll put something in the chat room. I mean, some people won't, but you know what happens when we have other people who are waiting in the queue. If they can't stay on, then they hang up. I mean, and we wouldn't want that, but you know,
right? But
we got our show to run. So
yeah, let's do it as a live show. And I think and it is a collaboration. And I agree. And I think that that works, and we both understand each other's position, you know, like, because I'm like, I don't know about that. I think, you know, and it's good. And you're like, okay, well, Liz, let me just set this up. We're going to do it. I'm like, okay, all right. And I'm like, please remember, because I'm afeared. Please remember. So, and I go into such an altered state. I'm like, please remember. And it's great because you'll say something and then it jogs my memory and then I'm right back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you can just maybe just have a couple of bullet points, nothing more, and as a lead-in, and then we'll just see where we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea. And that gives you a few days to kind of, you know.
Right, exactly.
Because I don't know, I can only imagine some of the things that, you know, that you physically have to take and mentally have to take on when you do the work that you do.
It's a lot.
So I want to be very aware of that and
right,
and make sure that, you know, amidst all the other stuff that you do in your regular life, that doing this, whether it's, you know, for clients or for the show, that you feel as ready and as comfortable and
as
you can be.
Right.
Because I know it takes a toll. I mean, I do a different type of reading, but I know how I feel.
It's
you know, sometimes it's great, but it's like, I know I need to take care of myself. And it's hard to do that on the fly. Like, that's why a lot of people who do readings need to be in a particular space. You have to be very clear about, well, I'm in a reading space right now and not in a, you know, I'm not in a reading space. Yeah. Or this is just, or we're just, we're just having a conversation.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're like, ooh,
right.
Well, I need to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
And some of it is not so much because, you know, you don't know the content of it. It's just, it's the self-care.
Exactly. So even doing this, and I appreciate it. Like, even talking about it now is going to set, so I appreciate that. It's like setting the stage, and then I'm aware that I'm not going to feel tapped out, that if anything, now I can set the intention to take care of myself, to build back my reserves, to be less depleted than because I'm a little depleted now, to be less depleted than I am now. I have to get over my lost love. I'm fine. To be less depleted. And what's great is, because we do have the weekend between the Thursday and the Tuesday show, we already know what the intention is. So that's perfect. So I do really appreciate having that conversation. And I'm sure you get this as I do, where if people kind of know on the surface that you have this ability, this clairvoyance, this intuition, and then they just think you're like the circus monkey. Well, you see my grandmother? And I'm like, bitch, I'm not gonna see you in a minute. How about that? Forget your grandmother. How about I don't see you? Like, I'm not a circus monkey. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, you get that because you do readings yourself. But I think this was the next necessary step to take to lead into a conversation that, for me, has so many moving parts, and to kind of see how those parts are going to be synergized. That's not something for my conscious mind to process,
right?
But it's for
right.
me to be receptive, and then we have your conscious mind as sort of the facilitator of that information, also to support the information, and also because you do know Lois. I had no idea that she was, I felt that she had a inclination, but I didn't know until just now when you said that, that she was drawn to all of that. And I remember the sacred geometry came up a couple years ago in relation to Lois, but not yet with me being connected to her energy. Now, she probably at that time, because when I went to Mexico like 3 years ago, I'm like, the stuff of my dreams I saw in the ruins. Hello? And a lot of sacred geometry came up. And then you referenced Lois, and I kind of felt that connection. But I think she's known all along, because there's no time over there, that she was sort of like lining things up to come in. And then
yeah.
she started coming in when she came in. And again, I'm terrible with time now, especially during Corona. When did she first come in? 6 months ago? 8 months? I have no idea.
I don't know. It feels like it's been a while, but I have no
was
idea.
Was it maybe this year or last year? I don't even know. Let's just
oh,
say
no,
this
it
year.
Oh, no, it was last year.
It was last year? 2019? Okay, last year. So since last year. Yeah, I don't even know because there's no time or space, so it's hard for me to sort that out, to organize it that way. But that's good. And the fact that you are facilitating that is great. But see, Lois knows that you're a great facilitator, and that's why you were her assistant, because you helped her facilitate the information that she would do in her workshops and her classes and whatever else that you were helping her do.
Mm.
So it's interesting that you're sort of facilitating with her again, but virtually. Okay, that's interesting. See, isn't that funny? And maybe that's why you just felt guided to press this, and not in a bad way, but in a good way, that you were like you were driven to continue to put this on the table.
Yes.
So that must have
yes.
to do with your connection to her, and that she's probably nudging you, like, don't let her talk about, like, you know, who she's meeting online and what cocktail she had. No. You tell that little whore that she needs to... No, I'm kidding. She would never talk that way. This is why she's like, she doesn't need... Don't roll your eyes. Anyway. We have this weird, funky mother-daughter thing. It's really funny, she and I. Yeah, she can relax.
I want to say because we have Amish Comedian and Raven who are in the chat room, but Amish Comedian has said, if you haven't, please read Dolores Cannon's book, The New Earth and the Third Wave of Volunteers, which I think I it's come up a few times, so I think I will try to get that book and read it as well.
Oh my God!
Because that does talk about.
She did mention that too. The last when she called.
Yeah.
About things happening in 2020 when she was reading that book. I think that was her.
Yeah.
Somebody.
That was the book. Yeah, Dolores Cannon, and you can look her up. She has a lot of YouTube. She's passed too, but she has YouTube videos on.
Yes, this has come up before.
How she
yeah.
started. Yeah, how she started.
I should check
so,
her out. Gannon, Gannon.
Cannon.
Cannon, like a cannibal.
Sorry, Cannon, yeah.
Got it. And the New
Cannon.
Earth. I'll look it up. Okay. Yeah. The thing is, I don't want to look up anything that's going to, you know what I mean? I try to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You may want to wait till, you know.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till, I'm going to especially wait till after Tuesday because I don't want anything to cloud. I try to keep it as, you know.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I've done enough research so I know what kind of questions that I would want to ask.
Well, that's why
get it started.
I love you. Right.
And then that's
perfect. All right. Well, listen, I'm so glad we had this conversation because it feels very clear and very solid. And now I can work on just, not even work, but just ease with intention. Not work, but ease with intention. I like that better. Yeah. And I think that's a nice catchphrase. So let's be, let's remember that too. Let's just ease with intention to wherever we are stepping through in our, on our path, whatever the hell this new earth, new world is. But I'll hold off on doing that research so I can be a clean slate for Tuesday. So, listener reading special, an hour, $50 with me. I'm really good. You want to do that, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And or if you have a question or comment, you can email us, loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air with a special episode of The Lois Effect. We're going to talk about aliens and what's going on and the fifth gate dimension with our special guest, Lois Grant, coming in from the other side. Oh, my God. So tune into that this coming Tuesday, scheduled for 8:30 United States Eastern Time. Please take very, very good care of yourselves. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Take care.
Love you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That you like.